Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
DMAC continues to provide educational opportunities to area residents. Let's go in depth with Rob Denson, president of the Des Moines Area Community College. Well, Rob, I thought you might be driving your big rig to Knoxville today, but you didn't.
Well, I could have. It has been delivered. We had it, the decals put on it, so it should be parked in our parking lot by the end of this week. Freightliner gives us a brand new semi every year. I picked up my 20th free semi just a couple weeks ago. The deal is that I'm the only one that drives it, and they get a lot of publicity and visibility because I'm probably the only community college or college president in the country with a CDL, and I know I'm the only one that gets a free semi every year. So it's great. It's great for our truck driving program, but also to promote DMAC.
I see it. Oftentimes, it seems like, and did you go take a loop around the Knoxville Raceway once, or am I just misremembering that?
I did not, but I'm willing to do that.
Okay, it's been in town before, and it's in part to share some of the stuff that DMAC does. And you mentioned the truck driving. Let's just sort of give an overview of DMAC for people.
Well, DMAC last year served 36,000 credit students and then 22,000 more non-credit students. Big numbers, but our average class size is 18. We've got 250 diplomas, degrees, and certificate programs. So we really do have almost something for everyone. And oftentimes, because of the support we receive from the legislature, we've got funding to help individuals pay the tuition or the cost of the program, or at least a good piece of it. The good news right now is there are a lot of great jobs in Central Iowa and throughout the state. So anyone who wants to improve their life, get a better job, get a new job, or just start in their first job should look at DMAC. Our quality is second to none, and we have the lowest tuition and fees in the state. So we are providing a return on investment that I know our legislature appreciates, and I know our communities do also.
And what are some of the hot jobs now?
Well, welding has always been extremely hot, and we've got more welding lab space than any other college or university in the state. IT, information technology, both in computer sciences as well as cybercrime, is very, very hot. Healthcare, there are thousands of nursing jobs open right now throughout the state of Iowa. We have opened two new nursing programs, one in downtown Des Moines, and we've got a full program for nursing over in Newton, just so that we could help meet the demand so some students not sitting on a waiting list for 18 months trying to get in. We've got one of the highest passage rates on the nursing exam in the state, so our nurses are highly sought after. Agriculture continues to be big, tool and die. Quite frankly, every one of our programs exists because there is sufficient demand from the businesses in our area and the students who want to get that training. If we have programs that are struggling with numbers, we have to close them. We run like a business, and we need to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our area, businesses, communities, parents, and students. So it's really exciting.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rob Denson, president of DMAC. Well, all of those jobs you mentioned, if I am correct and remember well, those are all good paying jobs.
Excellent. Shazam, I'll just call out Shazam as one company. They've got the cash machines. They will hire our second term freshmen full-time or year-round paid internships. They're paying $21 an hour part-time. They've got 250 IT workers in their West Des Moines office. 144 of them came through DMAC, and those 144 with a two-year degree are averaging $90,000 a year. Tool and Die, AccuMold, called the AccuMold Scholars Program in Ankeny. They pay the way of their students. Well, they give our students part-time jobs at AccuMold 20 hours a week. Then they come to do the Tool and Die program. Acumo pays them a decent salary while they're working for Acumo, but also pays their tuition and their tools through their technical programs. So that's a big amount of money by the end of the year, end of their terms. And when they graduate, they've all gone to work for Acumo, and they're making $70,000 to $100,000 a year because Acumo continues to grow. A new program we've got is with Vermeer and Pella Schools. We just announced a pre-apprenticeship program with them so that Pella students, they begin to take welding, math, blueprint reading, et cetera, while they're in high school. They, in a junior, senior year, they take more and more DMAC welding classes at either Newton or in Pella. They work for Vermeer part-time while they're doing their senior year. They work for Vermeer a year after, doing very, very well, and then they get their two-year degree at the end of that year after high school. Focused, and you'll see the governor talking about the Vermeer Scholars Program, but called a pre-apprenticeship all the time. So we're beginning to work more and more with specific companies, helping them develop their own employee pipeline. And you're going to see during the next session of the legislature us talking more and more about how we work with high schools so that these kids in junior, senior year are working part-time while they're going to school, picking up college credits, and then most of them will transition right into the companies that they've been working with. Because again, these are very, very good jobs.
Well, in that program where you work with the company, they learn your work ethic, they know you, and then they want to keep you.
Well, and if you're working there and they treat you well, they, you know, they pay you decent, when any more, you know, all these jobs pay very well, you're not going to want to leave. Because if you're happy and the employer's happy, very high percentage of those students are going to stay right there.
Well, and just recently, a couple of Pella kids got out of high school with their two-year associate's degree from DMAC.
Iowa has more seniors taking college credit classes while they're in high school as a proportion of seniors than any other state in the nation. We're number one. And DMAC, by far, is the largest community college in the state, and we have more students taking dual enrollment classes, again, somewhat because of our geographic area, than any other community college. So we generated over 120,000 college credits to high school kids last year. And take that times $151 a credit hour, we've saved those parents a tremendous amount of money. And again, it's because our legislature has set up a supplemental funding program that helps the K-12s partner with their community college to deliver these courses. And more students are realizing that if they think through their 9, 10, 11th, and 12th years, they can come either very close or have their two-year degree at the same time they get their high school degree.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Rob Denson, president of DMAC. And is this a time where the kids can try out different programs, maybe the learn what they don't like, which might be as important as what they do?
Absolutely. We've got vocational courses, so in right now it's difficult for a K-12 institution to have the funding to pay for the equipment for a lot of these vocational programs, which is very expensive, and it's hard for them to find the instructors. We've got the instructors. We bring schools together into career academies. I mean, the Jasper County Career Academy, you know, when Whirlpool bought Maytag and left Newton, they gave us 40,000 square feet, and we created a Jasper County Career Academy with welding and auto and some of these vocational trades. It gives students a chance, just as you said, to test out these, to see if they like working with their hands. So it's a great partnership, and the ones that benefit in this day of high student debt are the students and the parents.
What about, let's say some of us aren't exactly kids anymore. Let's say we're middle-aged and looking for a career change, or maybe we've had some health issues and need to get out of something that's more physical. Are there opportunities for us?
Absolutely. Our average age at DMAC is about 26. So we have a number of returning adults. In fact, a whole segment of our marketing effort, you know, you see colleges that say these are college for working adults. You know, we're reaching out to those people that are unhappy or at a dead-end job. I don't know, most people believe we're only here on this earth one time. You know, and it just doesn't make sense to suffer in a job when you've got higher aspirations and you want to do better. You know, and again, we've got the programs. We have very few waiting lists, and oftentimes we have funding, if funding is the issue, that can help you get through a program. So just contact any one of our DMAC campuses. We've got 6 fully accredited campuses and then 6 other sites. And if you can't find anybody else, contact me. I'm easy to find on the DMAC website.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that we get on this trajectory, you know, early in life, and then we find out when we're a little bit older in our 30s or 40s or whenever, we just made a wrong choice. And so DMAC offers easy and reasonably priced way to something better.
Absolutely. As I said, we've got the lowest tuition and fees in the state. We've got a relatively simple process to get into DMAC. We've got advisors and counselors that can meet with you and talk about what you might be interested in. Again, you know, we've got a long list of program opportunities and options. It could be 2 years, 1 year, short term. I mean, we've had to design our programs to follow the market. And we're in a very competitive market as an education institution, and we're doing very well because of our people.
And you have people on the ground here.
Absolutely.
In Marion County that can help us, that can work, give us some guidance and do some, help us with paperwork.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the name of our person is? Andrea Gatta, who has an office in the city administration building here, would be a great place to start. And again, everyone we have is cross-trained. So, you know, we may have not have a program here or in Newton, but we could have it in Ames or Southridge, or not Ames, Ankeny or Southridge. So, I mean, we can help get you into the right slot in the easiest possible way, because we realize that all of our students have a lot of life issues, and it could be family, it could be whatever it is, but we help you work through that. And if you need accommodations of any way, if you're behind on your math, you need to be caught up, we've got people that will help bring you up to speed in a relatively short amount of time, so you're ready to take that next college math class. We treat every individual as an individual.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good working relationship with Vermeer.
Mary Andringa loves DMAC. And I'll also say she likes Indian Hills. But she needs welders, and she needs assemblers. And so she has been extremely progressive, and her, it was her that really helped drive this whole Pella Schools Vermeer DMAC partnership. That's this pre-apprenticeship in high school, because she's smart enough to know that Vermeer needs to start to get these kids engaged earlier on. If they're trying to wait till after they walk across the graduation stage in high school, they're too late, because these kids are going to go 7 different directions. We need to get them grounded in their sophomore, junior year so that they really understand what the possibilities are.
What if I've got a kid that's always on the computer and seems to want to head some kind of technology direction?
We've got a large computer program, whether it's application development, web development, cyber crime. We've got the Electronic Crime Institute on the Ankeny campus, the only one in the country, where we've got the FBI, the Secret Service, United States Postal Inspectors, Polk County Sheriff, and Des Moines Police. If a computer is seized in a crime, it goes to that center for the evidence to be extracted. It's a lockdown facility. But these professionals in crime fighting in one way or the other are able to work with our students, so that when our students leave DMAC in computer science or IT, I mean, they've got some pretty specialized skills. And this ability to extract evidence from a cell phone or a computer, it's pretty sophisticated, particularly if you have to meet all the legal evidentiary requirements of some court down the road.
What's the most important message that you want to get across to our listeners today?
This is a land of opportunity. There are so many jobs right now, and I'm not talking about low-income, minimum-wage jobs. These are high-paying jobs with good companies and great benefits. Anyone who is not happy, or if they know someone who's not happy with their current lot in life or situation, contact DMAC. In 99% of the time, we're going to have an opportunity that if the individual will give a little bit of time, do their studying, you know, there is a pot at the end of that work rainbow.
Thanks to Rob Denson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.